Maisa Shoya Kachoya. A woman comes home Friday night, and as she walks into the door, she says, "Oh Shrek, I forgot to do an ear." So the husband doesn't know what to do. He walks out of the house and goes to find the Rav to ask a question. And the Rav says, the Chorish has to go back. The Chorish has to go back. And the problem was that all the mikvahs were closed already. So they had to go to a different Rav and ask them for the key. And the Rav sent them off to a mikvah lady who had the key, and Baruch Hashem, they were able to go to the mikvah. The question is there any way out of it that she should not have to go back? So we saw that there's a din iyun midaraisa, and that's ma'akev certainly. However, Ezra was masakin, in addition to the din iyun, there's a din chafifa midarabanan. There's machlokes rishonim as to what the chafifa entails. Is chafifa just in the sar reisha, like Rabbi Rishonim learned, or is like Rishmaya says, Bashem Rashi, that it's an entire body, lamaisa, even the Rishonim, the Rosh, thesis that say that the ikr is that it's only on the saras reisha. However, loy mikach she'anu medam im nasa maisa, even though with the chur we think that that's pshat, we're not going to do like that, lalach lamaisa, and a woman has to be choyfe for her entire body, and with warm water, she has to do everything. We saw she shouldn't use things that are mesabeach the saras, she shouldn't use cold water, she's allowed to use any type of water, even water that was heated up, it's warm, even if it's heated up in the sun, that's enough. She shouldn't use wine unless she has to use it. Anything that she needs to use, if she can't use water, then we saw she has to try it out a few times beforehand to see, three times beforehand to make sure that it doesn't ruin the tyrus. She should also ask the doctors, and if it doesn't, then in Hanami, it's okay to use it in such a situation that she can't use water. Now, if a woman didn't do a iyun, and she didn't do chafifa, so that we saw in the Beis Esav, that certainly iyun, l'chor is ma'akiv, it's really mavura later on in the siman also, iyun is ma'akiv. Not only that, we saw in the Pesach Shuvah here at the beginning, that even if one has a suffix whether or not they did an iyun, so he's mistafik. Do we say, sircha nokat va'azam, the same way that if a person says, the man yurbi yimeichem yimeichem, that he's not sure if whether or not he's holding by the first parasha shema, the second parasha shema, let us say, that he probably did what he's used to doing, and he's probably holding the second parasha shema if he said l'man yirbu. So too, if a person already was doing getting ready, probably they did a chafifa, or probably they did an iyun, and he's mitzadet to say that no, maybe such a big mice like that a person wouldn't forget. Then b'maimar muzger, I remember once asking Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz, how far do we take this din of can you say that if a person is eating breakfast, then he probably daven shacharis, because he always eats breakfast after shacharis. So if he's eating breakfast, it must be that he daven shacharis. That's really the shayla over here of the shachar and the taz that's brought down in the Pesach Shuvah. A big maaser we don't say to say that probably you salted the whole piece of meat. The shachar says we're not going to say that. If you salted half and you're not sure if you salted the other half, then maybe you would say sirchan nakvazel lemaaser. But again, the din d'oraisa of iyun, he says we're not going to be mekel. Therefore, even if you have a suffix whether or not you did an iyun, it's not going to help. That being the case, L'chor in this case, where she vada didn't do an iyun, she would have to go back. However, we have a taz. The taz is mechadish that you don't be'etzim have to do another iyun in addition to the chafifa. The chafifa is in addition to the iyun. The iyun is not in addition to the chafifa. We added an iyun, we're mesakin to the chafifa, which bechlal masayim on him. Mamele, if you did a chafifa, you felt all over. The same way that we know that there's no din, that a woman has to see that all, check all parts of the body, only to make sure that the hair goes down underneath the water. However, she doesn't have to check the back, she doesn't have to check, somebody else doesn't have to check to make sure that there's no chatzitzos. Why do we say that? Because she's allowed to feel it herself to make sure that there's no chatzitzos. That being the case, when she's washing herself, she'll know that there's no chatzitzos, and she feels all around as she's cleaning herself, that even if she didn't look, the feeling with her hands works as an iyun, the same way on her hair, on her back, that she can't see it works, so it works on the rest of her body. As long as she did a chafifa, that would be alright. Lamaisa, the Sidra Torah says that he doesn't want to go with that. Only if she also looked at the taf, there's no din, that after she finishes the chafifa, then she has to stop and do an entire iyun. She could look as she's doing the chafifa. But if she didn't look, then he doesn't really want to be samech so much, it seems, on the taz. The shalitz can be samech on the taz in this case. So the truth is that the first rav that they went to, he said, since the chafifa was not in the same place as the same oino, since it was Friday night, the chafifa was not in the same arena as the tefillah. So we saw that this is really machlokes between the shultas and Rashi. The shultas holds that you should always do the chafifa at night, if you could. Rashi holds you should do the chafifa during the day, because she might not do a good job. Therefore, the halacha is the chatchila to try and be mekayim both of them, start during the day and finish at night. That's the minhag yofin. Pshat chak, you can't do that either during the day or doing it at night. Shach says, set aside for the marshal, set aside an hour of time that you know for sure that you're going to be doing the chafifa, and then you won't be mechubar lebeisa, won't be a problem. That being the case, you really be'etzem b'shas atzchak allowed to do it either during the day or during the night, even though the chatchila is to do it during start during the day and finish at night. Friday night, as we'll see b'hemshech, you have to do the chafifa during the day, you can't do it at night. Since the chafifa wasn't at the same time as the tefillah, so then it's already not so pashit. We'll see later on in Tefiyud that once the chafifa is already in a different oino, then it doesn't have all the kulis as if it would be in the same oino. So over here, first of all, the chafifa wasn't in the same oino, and she didn't do an iron. So to be samech on the taz when he didn't do the iron, the chafifa in the same oino, that he didn't want to do. Lamaita, they went to a different rav, and I don't know if they told the rav exactly what the first rav said. However, the second rav said, I would actually be samech on the sidra tire in this case, b'di'eved, be samech on the sidra tire, you wouldn't have to go back, the mikvahs are closed, you would not have to go back. However, he told him, since you already asked the shayla, so then you got a psak, and we're not going to be mekel. However, b'shas l'chak, b'di'eved, we're found in such a case, l'chura would be able to be samech on the taz, that the chafifa acts also as an iyun.